What's good, everybody? It's your girl Flo, FL to the O. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Ah, man, this is the Flo Experience, and I'm a day late and a dollar short. Please forgive me, but I'm here, okay? And I'm just sitting here chilling. Yesterday was just a day that I took off from doing a lot of stuff. I was kind of, you know, had a lot on my mind and just, you know, wanted to lay back off of doing a lot of stuff yesterday. So I just chilled. But here I am today, and I'm glad y'all still rocking with me. Thank you so much for your blessings and your love and your support. Y'all, you know, showing me so much appreciation on the IG. That's FLO.EXP. And then now I got a page on Facebook, The Flo Experience on Facebook. And, you know, I'm rocking that. So, you know, I just really want to say thank y'all for that. But moving into, you know, the order of business. this particular segment is just going to be called Playlist. It's, you know, unorthodox. You know, I'm a very fluid person. So whatever I'm thinking about or whatever I got going on or wherever I am or what space I'm in, that's what I'm going to share. And I'm calling this one Playlist because there are a few things that I'm gravitating to here lately that I want to share with y'all. And some of it is music and some of it ain't. I'm also going to be touching on my new brand that I am planning to promote. And it's more of an educational direction. Not only for me, but what I learned, I want to share with y'all. And the new brand is going to be called Locks and Lashes. I hope to develop that into not only an educational platform about locks, but also lock hair care and getting off into doing some products. And just, you know, going into that direction because for me, I'm just kind of ready to transition into having locks for my own hair for a number of reasons. And, you know, it could definitely benefit me economically for sure. Because I'm not the type that, I used to be, you know, but I in the beauty shop every 2 weeks. And, you know, I'm not there no more. That's not Flo. I am a mom. You know, I'm natural. I feel that I need to be a little more centered and for me, truly consider and think about what's important and prioritize in that way. So locking my hair is one of the ways in which I'm planning to do so. But I want to do it in a way that I'm learning about, you know, locks in as a whole. You know, everybody has their reason for doing that. You know, it could be the trend, it could be a style, it could be, you know, spiritual, religious, or whatever. But, you know, locks have history. And I believe history enriches us. It helps us to understand not only where we've been, but who we are, so that we understand the direction that we're going in. And that's, you know, that's just me. So I'm going to be rocking into that a little bit too. But yesterday, just to give you a little bit of details on that, where I was in my head yesterday, I kind of got a little blue, but not like knocked down. You know, I guess everybody have their day, and yesterday was mine. I found out that my husband is actually moving out of Oklahoma and going to Louisiana. And I found out that that's like a 9.5 hour drive from where we live. And as much as I understand the process, you know, I'm not oblivious, but you know, it's emotional. You know, my husband is, you know, we're connected in such a way that can't even really be explained. And that's real shit. Like, you know, our relationship was such a curveball to so many people in our circle that had all of these expectations, right? And you know, with all due respect, that's on them, because I have always kind of decided what direction I wanted to go in. I used to hinder the direction I used to go, wanted to go in because of my circle, because I didn't know, I wasn't sure. But what the older I got, the more sure of myself I became. And, you know, falling in love with my husband was definitely something that just, you know, it was natural. It wasn't planned. He wasn't the one, if you want to call it that, because I wasn't in any way, shape, or form looking to be with nobody. I had just came out of a relationship, and I had, before that, had not really been on my own. And I was enjoying myself. You know, I had an opportunity to just be in my 20s and be in my groove of being in my 20s and enjoying myself. You know, so sometimes it'll show up and you don't even realize that, you know, this is who God is choosing for you. And that isn't anything that I'm asking anybody to understand or grasp, because I'm not going to try to understand your shit. You know what I mean? Like, we all have our own position in this world. And sometimes that lane belongs directly to the person that it's intended for. So I'm in my lane, and my connection with my husband is unparalleled. It can't be explained. It's galactic. It's, you know, so our energies gel. And knowing that he is in this compromised position definitely is a spiritual journey. We know that, you know, but it's still, you know, I just want to care for him. I want to hold him. I want to, you know, give him a hug. I want to make him something to eat. I want to, you know what I mean? Everything that he enjoys, I want to provide that, you know, because when somebody you care about is struggling or going through something like this, if you're true about being that person's partner or in that person's life, you know, you care about what's most important. And for me, what's most important is his well-being. And that's just it. So I definitely am praying for him every single day. But that's kind of where I was yesterday and why I'm waiting till now to get to y'all and holler at y'all and share what's going on. All right, and so moving on to the next track in the playlist. I've truly upped my game where my music collection is concerned. Not that I haven't always been or had that knack, but because y'all know music is my second language. But, you know, I'm so over the industry. Like, I'm done. Like, literally. So, as you can hear in the background, the queen is serenading us. The queen bee to me is Erykah Badu. Shout out to her. Happy belated soul day. You know, her music has always, since day uno that I heard her voice, has, you know, gravitated to my spirit. I like what she's got to say, and I love her style of rhythm and sound. And then I've been also listening to Solange. Yo, let me tell y'all, when you talking about real mother loving music, you know, it ain't even about what you can turn the radio on and hear. That's not music. I need y'all to understand that. What y'all hear on the radio is entertainment at best, okay? And I'm not knocking none of these artists out here who are out here getting their quote-unquote bag or however they, you know, see themselves putting their their hard work out here. You know, kudos to y'all. Shout out to y'all. No, you know what I'm saying, shade or none of that. But I have a different appreciation for music that is the opposite, the polar opposite of just getting a bag for it. Yes, we should definitely appreciate these people by supporting them, by purchasing concert tickets, by purchasing their music, by downloading their streams, by listening to them on the radio, because that is business. And in business, we should support each other, especially our own people. However, I have a fonder appreciation for folks that ain't submitting their music to the Grammys. You know, fuck them. To the Grammys, that is. The folks that ain't submitting their music for regular radio play. I have a fonder appreciation for y'all because that tells me that we have that same connection where music is concerned. And it ain't nothing that comes, you know, it comes naturally. It's not mechanic. And so shout out to Solange because I dig that broad. She could have been as commercial as she wanted to be. I mean, really, she's Beyonce's little damn sister. For one, if that ain't commercial enough for you, I don't know what is. But she chose to be Solange, and I got to love her for that. So shout out to her. I also been listening to the new young lady, and I'm gonna tell you who that is here in just a second. Nicole Buss, and I just love her new sound and the stuff she's bringing to the table, you know, that song called You, you know, she's beautiful and her tone is fresh. You know what I'm saying? And again, that's that style of music that I rock with, that I'm rolling to right now. That's on my playlist. Of course, you know, the brother J. Cole, you know, he's just a blessing. Hey, he's just a blessing. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I don't own the copyrights to any of this music, but I ain't tripping. Anyway, he's just a blessing. So I don't even need to get into him. You dig? And of course, you know, I rocks with her. You know, she's beautiful. She's doing her thing. Shout out to her and her accomplishments and everything that she's striving for. Even though she definitely, you know, submitted her music for the Grammys. Again, I'm not hating on people that choose to do that, but I know in my soul that ain't the necessary evil anymore for you to be considered successful. That's where I'm going with that. It's not necessary. You ain't got to do that. But if you choose to, shout out, salute, and I'm still going to support you because y'all my people. But anyway, that's another person I rock with. Who else I got on my playlist? It's a bunch of stuff going on, y'all. And I just wanted y'all to definitely be a part of that.
Have a collect call from an inmate at a federal prison.
Due to my baby calling right now.
Your account, the call cannot be completed at this time. Please press 4 now or call 1-800-913-60. Please wait while we look up your account.
Try to see if I can get him on the phone. I don't have collect call on my phone.
Your call cannot be completed at this time.
On my
phone.
Please
try your call later.
Dang. So I got to get some money put on my phone, y'all. Metro PCS don't allow me to have collect incoming calls and they, you know, for me to be billed. But I got to figure that out. I was waiting to holler at bro to find out how he did it. But now that I know he's able to call me from wherever he is, I think it's Louisiana because when I looked him up, that's where he is. I'm definitely going to put some money on here and try it again. But anyway, just to wrap it up on the playlist. So, you know, that's where I am with my music and who I've been listening to. Definitely been rocking with Nipsey Hussle. Oh, my God. I'm so proud of that young man. He's doing his thing. Hussle is an understatement. He's like the godfather of the hustling game right now in terms of the music. Dave East, you know, he ain't trying to be, you know what I mean? But he is that nigga at the end of the day. You know, that's the kind of hip hop I grew up on. That's the kind of hip hop I appreciate. That's like listening to my husband. You know, his music was always real and just raw and solid. That's what's on my playlist so far, y'all. And then to trail off into Locks and Lashes. Again, I am planning to take y'all on the journey. I am going to have a lot of people that I'm going to interview that I can kind of help me to explain, you know, locks versus dreadlocks. You know, we're not even supposed to use the term dread because white people chose to call us dreadful for having them. And so that's going to be a topic of discussion. I'm also going to have people on that have dread or locks. Here I go. That have locks, and have them to kind of speak to us about, you know, their journey, why they chose to do what they're doing, and, you know, how that has given them their own freedom, you know, because ultimately it's definitely a statement, and it's not just a style. And I'll be talking to people about that. And then I'll be addressing the fact that I believe it was in 2016, how the United States court ruled that dreadlocks, of course, this is a headline written by a white person, U.S. court rules dreadlocks ban during the hiring process is legal. So these employers can legally look at you and decide if they want to hire you based on whether or not you have locks in your hair. And I'm just resisting all of that shit, man. I'm tired of all of this nonsense. You know, we in terms of our people, we've been through enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. I'm tired of the conformity. I'm tired of this box that they want us to stay in. You know, I'm ready to be free, creative. That's the way I'm raising my children, to be free and creative, to definitely have the opportunity to look themselves in the mirror and know that they are okay. You know, society will beat you down and have you feeling like you ain't cool. Like what you, how you look and the way you think of what you're doing is just absolutely wrong. And I'm not saying you should be out here demeaning your character. You know, you should definitely still, you know, have some pride about yourself. But at the same time, you know, you shouldn't initially be judged or not hireable. I mean, come on, how else we supposed to eat out here? Then you want to lock these brothers up that got to get out here and hustle now. You dig? So that's just kind of where I'm at with my journey on getting locks. And the lashes part of it that I chose to throw in there is kind of, you know, just letting it be known that, you know, locks is a beautiful thing. You know, it's sexy. It's necessary, you know, it's natural, it's beautiful. There's nothing wrong with them. And, you know, it deserves to be embraced. It's definitely evolution. And I believe that we all have the responsibility to ourselves to allow ourselves to be free to choose and to be whom we want to be, and resist conformity. So that's what I got for y'all for the playlist segment. Again, I'm just gonna be rocking it out with my music tonight for the rest of the night. I got a candle burning right now. It's just me in my room sitting down on the ground so that I can be closer to the earth and receive that vibration, and listening to, you know, my music and talking to y'all. The space that I'm in right now feels good. It feels right. I'm just ready for my husband to come home, y'all. You know, and that would be the 360 degree turn of events. So, that being said, I definitely want to just say I love y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with me. I hope that I'm reaching y'all in a way with my conversations that you can connect with. I'm not going to always, you know, be entertaining in the way in which we expect to be entertained, because that's just not me. You know, I'm just being me. This is flow. And like I said, sometimes I'm just going to be a little fluid and I'm just going to pour it all out. And I'm just going to pray that it reaches every and every last one of you in a spiritual, beautiful, loving way. And that you join me next time. Join me next time on this segment of The Flow Experience. It's your girl, loving me, loving you. Take care.